Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's almost guaranteed to make your day a little brighter and happier. With me today is the prestigious Carrie Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author.
And our other host, who's always here too, is Sean Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. And now he's a business owner and all-around awesome human and dog owner. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is about giving you life tips and writing tips and helping you have a quirky, happy... What, Sean? Life? A quirky, happy life?
Existence? Occasional writing career?
All of that. All that right here with us. So like, subscribe, share, be weird.
Own a dog.
And own many.
Random thought time.
There aren't a lot of radio stations unless you have, like, that satellite. Yeah. But we're too cheap to do that. So, we're gonna listen to country music. Because that's really all there is. Except for NPR, which Sean doesn't listen to.
I'll listen to it, I just make fun of it.
I know, so now you're supposed to make fun of the country music, man.
I cut my teeth on country music. That's what I can sing for you. Devil Went Down Georgia. He was looking for a soul of steel. He was in a bind. I'm not singing the whole song on this thing.
You just started.
I did.
You just started.
I said the devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul of steel. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, devil jumped up on a hickory stump, said, "Boy, let me tell you what." I bet you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. I haven't sang this song forever.
You're not singing
forever.
Now, babe. You're reciting.
So whatever. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you dare to take, schmuck. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too.
The best swear ever.
I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul. Think I'm better than you. But I forgot something. I know I did. Oh well, let's get off that track.
But
it's taking up too much of time.
I thought it was bored. No, it was only a minute and 30 seconds.
All right.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the rest.
Okay. That's fine.
Boom, boom, boom.
I know it's still there. I can see the red banner across the top, maybe.
And you know what that red banner says?
You can't stealth.
Recording.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You must know another song, buddy. What about that Simple Man song? That's a Southern guy song.
Well,
of your age bracket.
More than one Simple Man song, and I don't know either one of them very well.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When Sean was courting me... What? Your
nothing.
Face? He was like, you know what song reminds me of you?
Oh, really?
No, I can't share that.
No, why would you?
Because you share things about me like I can't ring the rotary bell and I have no depth perception.
Yeah, well, what did I say? You shared with all the rotary that I had Lyme disease.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Matter of fact, you gave a happy dollar about it.
Because it told us about your blood pressure.
I'm so excited. He's got Lyme disease. Oh, here's two happy dollars.
I was really worried about you. And Lyme disease, you got it early, you got the penicillin.
It's doxicillin.
Whatever. Well, doxicillin is a penicillin.
It's an illin.
Yeah, that makes it a penicillin.
It's an illin med.
Oh, my word.
What?
You're so contrary sometimes.
How is that contrary?
Because you're saying that, like, you would say, like, amoxicillin is not penicillin. It's like saying a willow is not a tree,
man. It might be
a
derivative, it's not exactly the same thing, or it'd be penicillin.
No, honey, penicillin's a whole class. It's a category.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought that was a specific
now
type.
We all know.
Boy, you better be right. That's all I have
to say. I'm so right. Okay. I'm so right. Because I'm allergic to penicillin. He's looking it up on the phone right now.
And sulfa drugs.
And sulfa drugs. Yeah. I can't ever get sick.
I know, not seriously.
No, I can't. Well, anyways.
Hey, look, if you put a P in, first choice is Post Malone.
Oh, really?
And then after that, it's Paul Manafort.
Okay, I have a question. Should I say this even though it's controversial?
I don't know what you're going to say.
All right.
Oh, yeah. About Post Malone?
Well, not necessarily about Post Malone.
But that was the example.
I don't understand people being really excited about not knowing who pop culture celebrities are. Like, when the VMAs happen, all these people are on my Twitter feed and all these people on Facebook were like, I have no idea who any of these people are, and I'm so glad. And I'm like, well, why are you, how do you know? Why are you glad? You could be missing out. Like, why are you luxuriating in the fact that you're old? Or luxuriating in the fact that you don't understand pop culture or know who these people are? Like, why would you want to not know something so much? What does that mean? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, baby. Because, I don't know why you'd want to be, because it doesn't, to me, it makes me feel like out of touch. Not like, I'm so into myself, I just can't, you know, divest a little time to learning about what's going on in the world around me.
Right, and I saw a lot of these posts. I'm probably alienating a lot of people, but I just don't understand.
And I didn't know who Post Malone was, let me just say that.
No, he didn't. 23-year-old white rapper.
Yeah.
But people, like, didn't know who Camila was.
Who?
The Havana song. You know, Havana.
Oh, yeah.
And which is an awesome song. And she's amazing. And, like, they're like, oh, I have no idea who she is. I'm like, well, why are you happy about that? And you know what? It was a lot of white liberals, like myself, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of annoyed at them. And a lot of people in the kid-lit community. I'm like, dudes, you know, this is a VMAs, which is basically, like, a teen award show.
You know,
why are you proud of not being in touch with what teens are doing right
now? If you're gonna write kid lit, you ought to know what kids are doing. That's just me.
No, you don't necessarily have to know everything kids are doing, because that might be a little creepy.
Okay,
but like,
you
don't have to like have it as this badge of honor to not know what pop culture is or what's going on.
I agree. Writing tip of the paw.
So, this podcast is about what makes a story memorable, and we're supposed to be giving tips for beginning writers. So, here's our biggest tip for beginning writers. Ask yourself this question. What makes a story memorable? It's change. It's how the hero of the story enters that story with something broken inside of them. All the things that have happened before your story starts, that backstory has set up the hero needing to achieve something or needing to change something inside of themselves. Right, Sean?
I'm trying not to move.
You know what? No one else is going to get that joke, buddy. Because they didn't hear it.
She told me not to fidget and make noise and move before she started recording. You know what I realized? We haven't done a random thought from bed in forever.
But that's not what we're doing right now, honey. We're doing writing tips.
I just wanted to throw that out there.
You know what listening to our podcast is like?
What?
I think people only listen to it because they feel like, you know how like when people listen to Janis Joplin sing and they're like, holy crap, is she going to fall off the stage? Is she going to have a complete meltdown? I feel like that's how our podcast is.
Why?
Because you're so contrary. Damn it.
Have I been contrary?
Yes, you are contrary. You're just like, hey, you're doing like the important part where you're actually giving a tip, but I'm going to make it all about me and say that I'm not fidgeting and make a cranky face. Like, it's like...
Oh, what about the making random thoughts in bed part? That's not all about me.
It is kind of all about you.
No.
All right, anyways.
Yes, heroes.
Janis Joplin has just fallen off the stage and she's climbing back on. And the dog is barking.
Gabby. She stopped.
No, she hasn't stopped.
For a second, she stopped.
So anyways, E.T. was a movie about an alien. But the reason it was so amazing was because it was a movie about a family in pain. Kind of like I'm in pain. Anyways, the family needed to believe in magic and love again. So E.T. gave them that. So when you're writing your book, think about the backstory of your character. What is it that put him or her or them in this place? And what do they need to do to change themselves or their world? Because that's what the heart of the story is. That's what makes it memorable, that internal change. Do you want to give the 5 hot tips from the podcast there, Ferrari?
The 5 hot tips?
Yeah, they're right here. Yeah, right here.
Okay. Number 1. Have fun. Don't write unless you love it or can't live without it. Number 2. Remember your characters and their journeys matter. That is, remember that your characters and their journeys matter. Because as I read it, it sounded more like, just remember your characters and their journeys matter. Anyways, number 3. Cut out extra scenes. I guess that means things that just aren't necessary. Number 4. Don't try to write like anyone else. Why would you want to do that? Be yourself. Number 5. Edit like a god. Cast out all that doesn't belong. And if you can't, have somebody else do it for you. Number 6. Don't worry about being successful. Worry about the story. Success will come on its own.
You notice what happened there?
I can hear a dog barking in the background.
No, I didn't interrupt you. Oh. I can do all the serious, helpful things for other people without injecting myself.
That's awesome of you, Carrie Elizabeth Jones. But I would just like to remind you, this is going to be like that thing on Fox News last night.
Oh, God. Are you going to be Tucker Carlson?
No, I'm going to be Avenatti. Because I would just like to remind you that you invited that comment from me. You said
because you were glaring at me.
Oh, no. I was looking at you.
I wasn't actually,
honest to God, I wasn't even looking at you.
Sean's one of those personalities that are so big and so forceful, and his energy is so large that he doesn't have to be looking at you for you to feel the power of his glare.
Thank you.
It's a compliment.
Because I wasn't glaring
at you. It's a compliment.
Dog tip for life.
Just so you all know, Gabby is very close to us, and any panting that you hear during the dog tip for life is not us. It's Gabby. No one hit the table!
It's definitely not Carrie because we're sitting so close together and my animal attraction is exacerbating itself.
Exacerbating?
It's making itself worse. And you're... Oh, no, that was Gabby. Anyways. So... Don't look at me like that. That doesn't give me much hope, baby.
Tell the dog tip for life, man.
Smarty looks so embarrassed.
We're all embarrassed right now.
So, he was sitting right here the whole time we did that writer's tip and everything, since we're cooking dinner at the same time, because we're still at the campground.
Mosquito. Don't kill the mosquito during the podcast.
I don't. I catch it gently in my hand, and I walk over, and I unzip the neighbor's tent, and I throw it inside.
Do you know what? The neighbor today... What? They had this big thing. They were like, there's a mosquito 10th. And they were, one of the neighbors was freaking out, right? And this was like 10 a.m. And then like at 1 p.m., like the guy was like, I've done it, babe. I've done it. I killed the spider. And she was like, inside? Is it really dead? Are you sure it's dead? It's like, I mushed it dead on the ground. I am a hero. And then all I could think was, you killed the spider that would have eaten the mosquito. The spider's not going to hurt you. You're living in Maine right now. And it was just all so stupid. Although I understand people's fear of spiders, but...
Could have been a black widow.
Dude, no.
And he might be... He might have, like, a super huge phobia. Maybe that was a hero character moment for him.
It may have been.
Maybe he overcome a huge fear right
Stop
there.
Stop hitting things.
Overcame, I mean. Maybe he overcame a huge fear. Therefore, filling that void within himself. And having change in his own story.
And how is this a dog tip for life, babe?
It's not, but you distracted me with that story. Did she ask for proof? Did she want to see the carcass?
She kind of wanted to see the carcass.
I bet there wasn't one.
I bet there wasn't either, because it was so, like, big deal.
You should have loaned him my bug zapper tennis racket.
No.
I don't really remember what Sparty was saying.
I'm not pro spider death on her.
I just want to say this. We don't kill spiders at our house.
We rehome them.
We catch them in a glass. And we slide a piece of paper up under the between the glass and the wall or the floor or Carrie's eye, wherever the spider is.
What?
And then we gently take it outside.
Hold on.
And release it. What?
Did you say there was a spider in my eye?
Well, you don't remember the time the Black Widow laid its eggs behind your eye?
You're so disgusting.
And then they all hatched.
You're disgusting.
And came crawling out.
Dog tip for life.
He's just going to deny that. Okay. Anyways. So Sparty was like, yeah. You got to change. He said, I'd much rather be here and feeling safe and knowing I'm gonna get a meal and water every day than out on the street peeing while I walk.
Oh my gosh.
Looking cute trying to get food.
I think that's too much information.
When he was on the street, he didn't think he would ever have a home. In fact, he was afraid of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He really wanted to because he had this big hole inside of his heart. He had emotional emptiness.
Yeah.
But he didn't really understand it. So, before the dog man came with the net, or female, whatever, I don't know the gender, he was in a parking garage. He ran all the way up to the top floor, and the dog catcher followed him in his truck. And he got out with the big net, and Sparty was right on the edge. He was like, I can't leave the street. I'm going over the edge. I'd rather go over the edge than not have my freedom. But he dug deep down inside of himself. And he thought, this is my moment. This is my life's moment right here. Either I stay the same loser dog I am and jump, or I face my fears and fill that hole and go to the pound, hopefully temporarily. So he turned and he faced the dog catcher. And the dog catcher said, come here, puppy. And he came at him with the net. That's Barty. Bam, him on the ankle.
Dude, you're gonna knock over the microphone.
And then he laid down. And after the guy stopped cussing, he wasn't even bleeding because Barty's got a tiny little mouth. Scooped him up in the net, said, you're coming with me, pal. Took him back to the, what do they call it? What's like a dog catcher? It's at the pound, okay?
The animal shelter?
No, it was the pound.
Oh.
The animal shelter, they come to the pound and they take the dogs back to the shelter. And he's been happy ever since.
So our
due
dogs...
Due to the change... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Please forgive me. Please, everybody out there, forgive me. I'm trying to change my ways.
You won't let me talk.
See, I can't respond to that, or you're going to say I'm interrupting again.
So our dog tip for life is what? In a condensed version. It's basically don't be afraid to evolve. And
right.
Change. And Sparty was unafraid, and Sean's going to be unafraid.
Don't be afraid to fill that hole. Fulfill your life's purpose or dreams or fears. Conquer them fears.
And stop interrupting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. You made me snort loud. You made me snort loud.
I heard that.
And that's why you're contrary. Because I'll be like, blah, blah, blah.
Because you snort loud.
No, and you'll be like, see, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I did it again.
You did it again. Leave it louder. Wait, leave it rolling.
No.
I'm going to get to the witch cackle.
No, I'm not going to witch cackle.
Come on, man. One more time.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to another episode of our goofy podcast, Dogs Are Smarter Than People. If you want to hear the writing tips in non-goofy form, they are on the RSS feed, Dogs Are Smarter Than People, and they can also be found at carriejonesbooks.blog.
Or even carriejonesbooks.com.
Yeah, I think so, man.
If they're really careful and pick around,
yeah.
Root around in there.
You gotta root.
What else do we want to say?
Please like, share, and subscribe.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, man. And I have two new books out, and that's kind of awesome. One is a middle grade called Time Stoppers, and one is the paperback book of a young adult novel called Enhanced, about a cheerleader who saves the world from aliens. And finally, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license.
Well, NPR.
And the
hey,
song...
Hey, that's gonna be your new nickname.
No, it's not.
NPR.
No, it's not.
See, I say these things, and then we know who's listening when they call you NPR.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, that song was Night Owl, and it's by Broke for Free. Best name ever.
Yeah, it is. Hey, wait, don't stop it. I got one more thing to say.
All right.
Her
that's
rock.
Unusual.
So.
Wait, say it again.
Her books rock. Her books are rocking.
I thought you said you were rot. Her books are rot.
No, I said her books rock.
Oh. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you, the listener who stayed this long.
Oh, shoot. I thought you were saying that to me.